Thank you, Arthur. Pay me now, pay me later, but you will pay me. Just kidding. This event has been entirely driven by volunteers, and I just wanted to stress that point. Not only are they volunteers, but they're self-supporting. The speakers, the artists, have come at their own expense to be with us, as have you as participants. It's been an extraordinary, really an extraordinary testimony to individuals who share a common purpose. There are many, many, many friends who have helped us, and I'm going to mention a few. And if I miss somebody, please don't take umbrage. But there's just so many people, but I want to share their names. I want to start with the International Environment Forum for having created this opportunity for the Baha'i community of Canada to engage in this discussion. I'd like to thank the National Spiritual Assembly as the governing body of the Baha'i community of Canada for encouraging and for inviting two of its agencies, the External Affairs Office, which Susie directs, and the Canadian Baha'i International Development Agency, which I have the privilege of serving in, to take on this task. And I'd like to thank Diana for joining the two of us and becoming the threesome that really helped to make this become what it was. Now, the beauty of it is that we're just sort of doing something, but there are so many other people who are really making this event happen. The Association for Baha'i Studies, Niloufar and Parveen, the local spiritual assembly of the Baha'is of Ottawa. I'd like to thank all of the speakers and the conveners for your time and for your effort. I'd like to thank all of the artists, to Rosemary, to Marty, to Otesha. It allows us to transcend in just another way and to appreciate and to come to another way of approaching this subject matter. And it really, it touches our hearts and it bonds us. I'd like to thank our interpreters and our translators. To Louis, Danielle, Catherine, and Mireille, we're very cognizant of the fact that we do want to reach out to all people, and we do want to make a conscientious effort to have more participation from the Francophone community. To Juanita, who is Susie's aide, but she's also just a tremendous assistant who has been involved in every aspect of the organization of the event. Our catering. Now, this is a fun story, because, first of all of the coffee and tea is organic and fair trade. Every aspect we've been trying to take into consideration, all the paper used is no trees died for this event. It's all 100% waste material that's been recycled. But on the catering side, we had people like Mavash, who provided the lunch and the dinner as a volunteer. I mean, it's just an extraordinary effort to Parvening, who just has been providing us behind the scenes with an awesome, every time you walk into the back room, tea, coffee, muffins, it's all there. But let me tell you about the tea, about the muffins. Because this is a lovely couple that live about 100 kilometers away from here. And they have opened up a little bakery, and they're trying to do their best to be organic and all the rest of it. And they took on the challenge of doing all of the baking. So everything here has been home-baked. So that's Sean and Ainsley. You can applaud them, because I think we all really appreciated that. The audiovisual side and this whole web, we've had an e-conference where all of the sessions have been recorded on video, and they're all being available now on YouTube. You can go to the IEF website to access all of the PowerPoint presentations, all of the handouts, all of the talks that were given, speaker notes, and MP3 versions of all of the talks will be available online. It's going to take us a couple of days to get there because it's hard to do it on the fly, but we've had an extraordinary team of volunteers, several of whom are sitting at the back of the room. We had Monica and Atta and Shaheen, Peter Tamas, who's not here with us right now, and Alan. They have just been there for the entire event, making this possible. So our thanks to all of you. Part of sharing the experience has been also wanting to have digital photos. We've had Louis Brunet and Miles Hanks running around taking your pictures. Those two have been uploaded to be shared with the e-conference participants. to Diana Brushy and Ted and the volunteers who helped with the children's program. So you know there was a simultaneous children's program and environmental education, which was, I think, a first as well. Our concert last night, to Faith in the Common Good, for really creating and participating with us an opportunity to open up to the whole community and raise up the consciousness through the arts. So again, with Otesha, we've had graphic designers, both in the States and Canada, who came out to offer their services free of charge. We've just had a host, and I know I'm missing a whole bunch of people, but I want to just take a second to reflect on the fact of what happens when if you remember, we were talking yesterday with Mr. Naylor's presentation, that surge that happens of individual collective, the individual initiative surges at the level of the collective. This is an example of that surging. And it really is a result of all of these people coming together to combine their efforts and their talents to in a volunteer spirit to make it happen. But there's one other person that I would like to acknowledge, and it's Christopher Page, who has been our host. He's the facilitator manager for this particular venue, and he's with us here. And I'd like to express our thanks to Chris. When they coined the phrase above and beyond, they had him in mind. Lastly, I would just like to thank each and one of you for coming to make this event as special as it was. And I just will leave with one thought. And it's a thought from Baha'u'llah, the prophet founder of the Baha'i faith, who reminds us all to let deeds and not words be our adorning.
A housekeeping issue. The evaluation forms, please put them on the center of the table, and Diana will go around and collect them. Thank you very much for your feedback. And also, I'd like to recognize Duncan for being our anchor man and pulling so many of these details together.